This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't you want to just be back in high school for like an hour? Just an hour.
More than that.
To have that kind of energy, to go order a double-double on a Friday night and have your night made because you were in there when order number 67 came up.
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Jump around with your friends and remember it forever.
My senior year of high school was an unbelievable year. 194 of us. I knew 191 of them.
I love it.
We had a super close-knit class, and I was the rally commissioner and the class clown. So you want to talk about having a year. Your boy was running material.
That's new. Boy, I wonder how they voted for you.
In the teacher's lounge at lunch.
You're not allowed in there.
I was allowed in. Waka, waka, waka. I'd do a quick 8 minutes and then off I went.
All right. Cam Inman is waiting. He's a very busy man. You should hear what this guy's had to do today. This is insane. It's like Kyle Presser, practice, go teach a class at San Jose State. I think he's going to work out after this or something like that.
Fresh off a trip with his 18-year-old to Houston.
Well, then maybe he could tell us what 6-7 means. River Island's guest line, Cam Inman on the Niner beat, joining us here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Cam, you okay?
I'm great. My to-do list kept going, so I'm grading papers at Papa Brewery while I'm finishing a beer before I hop on the ACE train home. How's that?
Dude, you're crushing
strong.
It. You're crushing it. I'm going to be completely honest with you, though, and please do not take this personally. I've spent a good portion of the day trying to figure out how Kyle Shanahan can hold a 15-minute press conference and the assembled media does not try 15 different angles on who's playing quarterback this weekend. We've arrived at this like complete blasé attitude over who's playing quarterback. And I'm like, you think in Baltimore they're just skipping that subject? Like, what's going on there, Cam?
No. I think first of all, everybody's fatigued because everybody, like, it's been a month, right? I mean, in terms of Brock not being on the field. And it's just, you know, the fact that he was still limited going into today, if he was full practice, then you'd be like, all right, so then your radar changes, right? But it's been the same. However, the press conference ended with Kyle being asked about it. And, you know, and he actually, those were his best quotes when he said, I know you guys want it black and white, but it's a sensitive issue that nobody knows except for Brock on how his toe's going to respond. It's a Wednesday. Tomorrow's a bigger practice. It's Thursday. If he has any chance of playing against New York, it's going to be how he feels on Friday. So essentially, I mean, you can ask all you want. If I'm the head coach, I'm not giving you the answer anyways. Because if I'm going to unleash him against the Giants, then I'm holding that close to the vest until kickoff on Sunday. I owe you no reason to tell you that, but the NFL always wants to know who the starting quarterbacks are. And I think the other side of it is everybody's kind of on the understanding that, okay, if it's Mac Jones, that's acceptable. They can win with Mac Jones because they won 4 of the 6 starts with Mac Jones. And there's other pressing issues like who the heck's going to rush the other team's quarterback. And now you brought in 2 new guys to do so. So tell us about that.
So when you look at the situation today, do we know what he was able to do? I know that he spoke, Shanahan did before practice, but coming out of practice, do we know if Brock got first team reps or if he was relegated to the second team?
Well, somebody's trying to sneak that question into Kyle, and he wasn't going to give you the answer. He just said he's going to get reps. He wouldn't say if they were first team or not. My guess, honestly, is he might get a few reps just to kind of see how he works in. But if they know he's not playing, which they probably do at this point, then they're going to let Mac have most of the first team reps so that he can make sure he's, you know, getting on the right page with these wide receivers who are still so new to the system. And because Ricky Pearsall is not playing, I mean, he hasn't practiced in over a month because of the knee injury. So, I mean, Mac needs as much time as he can to familiarize himself with this offense. And so, you know, until Brock is fully healthy, it's just kind of, and look, and I think everybody's enjoyed the Mac Jones show to an extent because 5 years ago or 4 years ago, nobody wanted him as the quarterback. And now he's kind of this fun project that has delivered some exciting moments. He can scramble a little bit more than we expected. He keeps everything loose and fun. But at the same time, you take a step back, look at the 49er offense, and they're 8 games into the season, and they've yet to score 30 points in a game with either quarterback. And to me, that's really alarming because the offense is what was supposed to carry the 49ers through the defense's growing pains. And those growing pains showed up strong in that first half in Houston. And the offense was nowhere to be seen because they were only on the field for 5 minutes because they went 3 and out until the very end of the half.
Cam Inman is with us, Bay Area News Group, all over the 49ers, Willard and Dibbs. So, Cam, I guess this is what I would say and why I totally get that everyone's fatigued. I get that everyone in the room knows more than we do on the outside. But you got to give me that there has been some confusion over both of these injuries, Brock and Ricky, over the last few weeks. 2 weeks ago, Diana Russini put out a national report that the Niners are expecting Brock to be good to go in Houston. And now here we are the following week, and it's still kind of – so there's clearly something to be said for these injuries are lasting longer than they originally thought. No?
But that's why they don't give timelines. I mean, that's why the Niners haven't publicly given any timelines. Reporters can speculate all they want. We were all speculating that he would be back for Houston. And then everybody said, well, maybe not Houston or New York because it's on artificial surface, even though the Niners will never say that because it makes them look stupid if they say, we don't want to play on artificial turf. It's fine. I'm not that concerned about it. Obviously, every game's important. You're going against a 2-6 Giants team. This is not like we need to have Brock Purdy on because you have to beat the Giants because this is going to come down to playoff tiebreaker implications. This is a team that you should beat with or without Brock Purdy, with or without Ricky Pearsall. This is a game where Christian McCaffrey has to get back to what he did against Atlanta, run for over 100, get a couple tutties. The defense has to, like, bow up against another, like, junior varsity NFL offense and then move on.
And when you look at what went wrong against Houston, Cam, what do you think can be fixed against the Giants defense that – on paper, they don't stop the run very well, but against the pass, they look to be every bit as good as what Houston was.
You bring up a very good point, Mr. Dibley, because Brian Burns has 10 sacks. You got Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter out there. So that tells me don't pass the ball, run the ball like away from these guys the way the Eagles did, but it's never that easy. And sometimes they overthink it and say, we'll show you we can pass the ball. I would prefer them just to run it and get those three premier pass rushers out of the game. Dexter Lawrence, who came under fire from one of the Giants, like Hall of Famers this week, so there's a lot of attention on that defensive front. And the only way to get around that is not to let them sack Mac Jones or Brock Purdy and create a takeaway because the Niners, that's going to even the playing field if they're committing turnovers all over that MetLife field.
Cam, will they leave town with not just a win, but also with Kayvon Thibodeau?
No, I don't think so. These moves that they made yesterday, bringing in Keon White and Cleveland Farrell, that to me was right in their sweet spot for what they were talking about and thinking, and everybody wants the big hit. This is not the year for the big hit unless they surprise us. I probably was on these airways 3 years ago saying there's no way they're trading for McCaffrey because they know they can win with any running back. But McCaffrey's obviously a different running back. He was great. If they can get Trey Hendrickson out of Cincinnati, which doesn't sound like they're willing to part with him, great, because then you're investing in him as the total big-time guy opposite Bosa. But that's kind of why they brought in Mykal Williams, and you're going to rotate guys. So I don't see them making a big move now. And everybody wants them, okay, go get a new offensive lineman. Great. So who are you going to take out and pay a lot of money? It's just, this is not the time where they're like spending a lot of bucks. They're plug and hold until like Bryce Huff's going to be back in a couple weeks. Ricky Pearsall will be back. And then you flip the script and say, is Juwan Jennings working his way out of town? And the way Kyle Shanahan discussed it today was, no, Juwan Jennings, I see him on this team throughout the year, which can be changed in a week. Obviously, it's the NFL. Words don't matter. And Juwan Jennings was at his locker today, and he talked for a while, which is very un-Juwan Jennings-like, but like on the record. Off the record, he's a very personable guy. But he spoke on the record today with cameras and just professed his love for his teammates and the organization, where it didn't seem like an inevitable goodbye. So I think what they have is essentially what they're going to work towards for the rest of the season. But there's 6 days left, in the trading period. So, and John Lynch loves a good deal. He loves swinging a good deal. And if there's one there, they'll do it.
What about Brandon Ayuk, Cam? Any sense on when his practice window might open?
I apparently not, because I mean, Kyle last week teased that it might be this week. Maybe it's next week. I tend to judge things when I see guys working on the side with a trainer, and that usually indicates maybe a week or two before they'll open up their IR window. I haven't seen that yet with Brandon. We've obviously seen him freaking a lot through the warmups and training camp, ghosting all the wide receiver warmup drills. He hasn't done as much of that in the last few weeks, but he has done his workouts before the media's out there, and we see him around. I don't know, Diz. I figured it's going to be a second-half comeback for him. As much as we're all antsy for these guys to rush back, it's only been a year, and it's a serious injury, you know? And it's just like we all like are on this, okay, he's got to be done. He's going to be ready. It's a year. Get him on the field. And then we rip the Niners for rushing guys back and them getting hurt. So, you know what I mean? I mean, because it's on. It's like everybody wants the training staff fired anytime one player gets hurt, and it's football. And so, and then these guys get hurt, and then you want to rush them back on the field because it's professional football and they have a job to do. And it just doesn't work. You can't have it both ways.
Hey, Cam, are they as uncomfortable as it looks with what's going on at the safety position?
Well, I hope so, because it's been uncomfortable all throughout. I mean, it's a very good word. You remember Jim Harbaugh back when he was a coach, and somebody said, hey, are you feeling comfortable about this? He said, the word comfort doesn't exist in the NFL. And, I mean, it certainly does not exist at safety. I mean, I like the fact that they tried the rookie out the first few games, and then they gave Jair Brown his job back to see how he could do at it, and then gave Mustafa a chance to kind of work the rust off because they rushed him back from his ACL. And that did not go well in Houston whatsoever. At the same time, safety might be the most devalued position in the NFL because the rules are so set up where you can't hit far like John Lynch did back in the day. You have to be ready to make sure that you're covering the right guy. And there's been blown assignments. There's been missed tackles. It's been alarming. But I will not say that's the downfall of the defense. The downfall of the defense is they don't have any pressure up front. And they didn't have any healthy defensive linemen, and now they went out and recruited a couple. They had the casting call yesterday. They brought in two guys. It's not going to solve the issue. You just don't have Nick Bosa. If Bryce Huff comes back and generates more sacks the second half of the season, good. But you need to get something up front if we're going to make a playoff run in this league.
Cam, you're awesome for doing this today, man. Appreciate it. But, Friday, let's go grill this guy.
What do you want him to say? I mean, if you were in Shanahan's shoes, I want you to tell me what you would say.
Well, it's not even what Shanahan would say. I just think that we would love to hear.
No.
Okay, fine.
Let him off the hook, Cam.
All right, Cam. Ask the question.
You can't pretend like you're a fake reporter. Tell me if you're Kyle Shanahan, what you're going to say to answer the question on who your quarterback is and if you don't know if Brock Purdy's healthy or not.
Well, it's not – to me, Cam, it's more like I'd like to be the reporter. How about you be Kyle?
Well, go ahead. Okay, hold on. First of all, you are allowed to come to a press conference and ask that question. So don't throw reporters under the bus.
No, Cam.
Do not do that.
Cam, listen. Uh-huh. No, I can't because I have to be here or I would be. And I'm not even like this.
You have a representative there. Somebody from 95.7 The Game can ask the question.
That's true. And I'll ask them the exact same thing. This is not a personal affront to any of you. It is a surprise to me that I think this is one of the few organizations in football that right now wouldn't have people freaking out about who's playing quarterback. I think it's a very, very big deal. And that's all.
It is a big deal. It's the 49ers. And I tell everybody, when I cover the 49ers, there's two beats. There's the quarterbacks, and then there's the team. Everything about the quarterbacks resolves around this franchise thanks to Joe and Steve. The problem is there is no, like, evidential progress that you Brock Purdy where you say, okay, he's ready to go. He's been on the practice field for 2.5 weeks. Does that mean he's ready to go? I'm not a doctor. Dr. Tim McAdams is a great doctor with the Niners. He's not talking to us. You know, Kyle can only say so much. And you have to see how he gets through the practice week. The practice week just started today. He's not going to answer the question before the first practice that he's healthy enough to go Sunday.
No, of course not. But I'm not looking for a definitive answer, Cam. Like, for instance, on the conference call on Monday, he said what I thought was some pretty interesting stuff when he was asked that exact question. And he said, it's not a long shot. Then we've got to see what's going on during the week. Now it's 48 hours later. It seems to me that someone would say,
but nothing has changed since then. And somebody put the word long shot out there. Kyle is not the one that said, is it a long shot?
Right, I get that.
But hold on. And then the last two questions today were, what do you need to see from Brock this week to make a decision and feel confident that he's ready to go?
And
he responded.
We played that.
He hasn't, but he hadn't seen him yet.
Well, right? There's no way that in 48 hours, Kyle Shanahan is not keeping tabs on what's going on with Brock Purdy from Monday to today.
Because he hasn't practiced, Mark.
Of course not. I get that. Again, I'm not looking for Kyle to come out and say he's in or he's out. I just think that there are some questions to be asked with regard to where does this sit? Is this going longer than you thought? What's your comfort level? No one asked about Mac, by the way. He had a new injury on Sunday. That didn't even come up. This isn't a shot at the assembled media. It's also the entire fan base, in my opinion, has arrived at a blasé spot about who the quarterback is. And for me, it's an observation that this is odd. That's all.
It's not. It's the same question that's been asked for 7 weeks. It's all the same stuff. And I'm going to leave you with this. And I love the dialogue. It's all good. I have no problem.
Of course
problem.
It is. Of course.
Everything's great.
Same.
Go Mustangs. Okay.
And Spartans. Go Spartans too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The state schools rule.
Yes.
But I'm going to leave you with this. This is Kyle's last comment as he's walking off the stage was, it's not as black and white as you guys want it to be. And I think that is absolutely definitive of he doesn't know, the training staff doesn't know, the doctors don't know, and Brock needs to figure out how healthy he is. And look, if they don't want him to play in New York because of the surface, this is exactly what you would say. And if it's Mac Jones, and by the way, Mac's fine. He was like, he's had this knee bruise for 2 or 3 months. So it didn't look like there was a new injury. I'm sure it's hurting. He was, if there was something alarming where he wasn't practicing today, then you would know more about it. So that's not an issue. And it didn't sound like it was going to be, but it's just the thing that stinks is they're halfway into a season where they're paying their franchise quarterback $53 million a year and you don't have him. And everybody wants to see him because there's no 30 for Purdy and there hasn't been any 30 without Purdy.
Cam, it's totally fair, and I'll leave you with this. I know that everybody there knows all of those things. I don't think all of the fans know all of those things every week, you know?
Well, they have to read the Mercury News.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Or follow me on Instagram at 49er.cam or buy my book, The Franchise. There you go.
That was well played, Cam. Oh, yeah? That was very well played. Okay. On to the next thing on your day. Thank you very much for calling in.
I didn't call in. You called me.
Okay.
But I
thank
got
you. Thank
now.
You very much. Thank you very much for picking up the phone, Cam.
Yep, it was Cam Inman, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay. Appreciate that, Cam. Yeah. All right. Right on.
Thanks, Cam. Right. Bye-bye. Cam Inman.
Yeah. Getting into it. Put you in check. You got served right there.
Okay.
I see your point.
I also see his point.
His point is what I was saying about what's he going to say because he hasn't practiced? And your point was, we'll just ask it. That way he can say what he's going to say.
His point is,
it's a little bit fatiguing for them. They ask it day after day after day.
I would never go to a press conference and say, what's he going to say? Well, let's find out.
But if you're in that room every day, there's a certain sense of like,
well, he's already pissed off at everybody anyway. He's in a bad mood every day.
Well,
at least that portion of the day. He hates that part of the day.
Couldn't run it against Houston and they're 5-3 and he doesn't know which quarterback's healthy.
Right. And Grant's down there trying to tick him off purposefully and all of these things. So I would be mad too if I were Kyle. That's fine. But again, I don't know what he's going to say. And I do want to reiterate that the fans don't know. Like, I'm getting multiple media people being like, we all know he's out. I want to let you know the fans don't. They don't know. And I know some of you think you know, and a lot of you fans are like, we don't know. You don't know. And, like, Diana Russini last week is not making stuff up out of thin air. Is she? That's a national NFL reporter with a name and a reputation. And she put in The Athletic that Brock Purdy is expected to play in Houston. Somebody told her that.
Right.
Somebody in the organization told her that.
Or somebody somewhere told her that.
And then it didn't happen. And now it's not going to happen maybe for another week. And we're all just going to act like there's no story there. And maybe Kyle won't say anything. Maybe Kyle will be like, bleep you for asking. Great. That's wonderful sound.
Well, it's a wonderful sound, but these people have to be there every day, there's a little bit of trepidation when you have to.
I've been there.
You have to be there every day, and you're relying on information, and you don't want to be that blank hole who is pissing people off, and then, hey, 20 minutes later, it's like, hey, can I get a one-on-one interview with Juwan Jennings? It's like, no, I saw what you just did. You, like, called our coach out, or tried to hold his feet to the fire.
I'm not trying to do that.
It's a delicate dance, is all I'm saying.
Of course it is. When you're on the beat.
And you know that,
absolutely. It's very, very delicate. And again, I've already pointed out, yes, there are certain people in that room who literally think it's their life to go down there and tick Kyle off. There are a few of them. Cam is not one of them.
Nope. Well, he's been doing it for 30 years,
right.
So
yeah, you have to balance that. I'm not trying to ask a question that's going to knock Kyle off into some sort of a fit of rage. Is that a crazy question? 2 days ago, you said it's not a long shot, Kyle. I know he hasn't practiced since then, but I don't know. You know, for the people in the back, what do you think the chances are that Brock might play this week? And he may just punt the punt.
It's questionable.
Right.
Questionable concern.
Okay, like I said, the follow-up is very easy to me. If he then says, I'm not answering that, I'm not a doctor. Okay, how's Max Knee?
Not a doctor.
Oh, Max Knee's probably fine. Max's not going to be on the injury report. Great. The Giants have another elite pass rush, and Mac is not very mobile. How do you plan to attack that? Last week, you seemed to go with a system that was a little bit different than what you did in the Rams game. You held the ball a little bit more. Was that part of the game plan, or did you do that because you were down by double digits? Like, I don't know, man. This is the stuff. And yes.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday. So what's the game plan? All right, I'm going to give you my first 15 plays. Get your pen out.
Not the game plan, but it's very easy to ask, how do you handle a very good pass rush with a quarterback who's not mobile and his leg is hurt?
Well, we're going to try and block their guys and stuff, and we're going to try to, you know, give Mac a clean pocket if he's the quarterback and stuff. And
possibly.
Hopefully, you know, he has enough time to throw the ball to guys in the same colored uniform that he has and stuff. And if he does that and they catch it and we're able to gain yardage, then we'll go up and line up again and try to run another play and stuff.
We're at a very pivotal time. That's all. I get it. You can't ask the exact same question every week. Maybe Kyle will lose his mind. We're at the halfway point. You're coming off of a horrible loss.
Your starting quarterback started two games.
Yeah, your starting quarterback and your receiver, who you seemed to sort of indicate a month ago was going to be out a week, is now still not practicing 5 weeks later. There's stress there.
Not a doctor.
No, clearly not. Clearly not. I mean, how about, what did you see back against Jacksonville that had you put this guy out there? How do you compare that to what you're looking at now? Are you going about this differently because of the Jacksonville? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't. Maybe this is out of line. Maybe I'd lose my credential. I don't know.
You wouldn't lose your credential. Like, those are unanswerable questions.
No,
honestly.
They're not.
Like,
No, they're not.
How are you going about this differently? Well, the answer would be he's not. When Brock is able to play, when he's fully able to play, then he'll play.
Are you taking more precautions now based on what happened against Jacksonville? He referenced Jacksonville. He did. He brought it up.
Right.
I think that's, again, I'm just doing this on the fly.
Sure, and I don't know if he would say, well, I mean, his toe at that point, he was at 91%, and right now he's at 89%. I mean, he's not going to be able to make those comparative values, and he also wouldn't say, yeah, we're going to be more conservative now because we don't like the field, and we're 5-3, and we feel like we got wiggle room. I think your questions are fair, but I don't think that they're going to be answered.
Maybe not. And I'm not. Listen, I'm a firm believer in walk 1,000 miles in another person's shoes. And yes, I have been in these press conferences. No, I'm not able to go to these press conferences. I don't live in the South Bay, and we've got a show at 2 o'clock. And so, no, I can't do that. I am not. I repeat, not trying to pin down the people in the room. What I'm trying to pin down is the dynamic that has developed with this fan base and this franchise right now. And I'm trying to figure out why there isn't more, like, stress. Like, what's going on? I'm trying to figure out why there isn't more stress.
Among the fans?
Among everybody.
Right.
Amongst everybody. Again, I view this no different than if you were in the Ravens press conference last week. And Lamar Jackson practiced all week long, and then he didn't play. And the NFL is investigating it and all of these things. But, like there are questions there. And I don't think that you just skip them because you work for the Baltimore Sun and you already know the answer.
Right.
Or you feel like John's in a bad mood, or he wouldn't get – I don't know, man. Like, maybe this is just my perspective. I am very, as a 49er fan – there is angst right now about when are the guys getting back.
Well, it's Wednesday. So, and I think that honestly, that's a big part of it. So,
but it's a bunch of Wednesdays.
But this is this Wednesday, and you didn't have Brock Purdy play. Mac Jones played, and we can think what we want about Mac Jones's body. He's not on the injury report. So, if you ask him about Mac Jones, how's Mac feeling? He'll say, well, he's not on the injury report. I read off the injury report, and I didn't mention Michael Jones, so he's not on the injury report. And you ask about Brock, and the answer was, I mean, he's going to take reps. We don't know which reps he's going to take. It's Wednesday. We haven't practiced, so, I mean, how am I supposed to know? I can't see the future.
But again,
I do think that the Friday press conference becomes more of a thing, and you go through today's practice, whatever he did. You go through tomorrow, whatever Brock and Mac will do. Then you get to Friday, and you can, okay, you know, what have you seen? Which way are we leaning? What's his designation? If he's questionable concern, like, which way are we going heading into Sunday? That becomes, I think, a more appropriate time to ask those questions.
I guess what I'm looking for here, because I fully understand you. A lot of the responses I'm getting are, like, I can't give you a definitive answer right now. I'm not looking for one.
For a soundbite.
No, I'm not. That makes it sound like I'm a troll. No, I am looking for what's the story here. There have been very clear indications in that room weeks ago that the expectation or thought was that these guys would not be out that long. They're like
these guys you're talking about, Pearsall,
Ricky and Brock. We, like, if you go back even after the Jacksonville game, the quote was, "It is not as bad as it was in Seattle." Okay, but that injury took 2 weeks, and this one's taking 5. And there was a very clear response from Kyle after the Ricky Pearsall injury that we are thinking maybe he's going to miss one game. These are things that were said.
Right, are maybes, and he's not a doctor.
Okay.
So, what's he supposed to do? He doesn't know.
No, of course he doesn't know. And again, I'm not asking for him to know. I would love to know what it is that they've learned since then that clearly changed what he thought was going on. I don't know. Like, I think that's something that fans would be interested in.
Right. What he's learned is that he's not ready. Like, okay. He's not going to tell you anything specific about what he's, quote, learned. All he can tell you is what he's able to do at practice. And, you know, he opened it up with Ricky Pearsall, knee, won't practice. So, there.
No,
there you
I get
go.
It. Kyle's going to get in and out of there as quickly as possible. I get
he's
it.
He's not going
to
say,
I would love to know the story. I'm not asking for definitive about what. I don't need you to predict the future. But I'd love to know how we got here. Kyle, like, can you share something about what sounded like you felt was maybe a week or two injury that's turning into 5 or 6? Is there anything that you can give us in terms of a feeling about how that played out over the last month and a half?
And he was asked that in a different way. He was asked about Ricky, Yetur, and Brock. Did you not place them on IR because of numbers and because you thought they'd be back earlier? And Kyle said, yeah, because all of them were kind of week to week, so hoping that it could be faster. So his non-doctor opinion and what he was being told by the doctors was, yeah, it's week to week. Hopefully they'll be back sooner than 4 weeks so you don't put them on IR. And also, you only get 8 spots of on IR designated to return, and I think they've used 6 of them already. And so you don't want to burn the last ones if a guy is going to be week to week. It's an inexact science, so he's not going to come out and just tell you, like, specifically what the story is. And I think the story with Ricky is, you know, he doesn't feel totally right. There still is that instability. And what we know now about turf toe more than ever is that turf toe is tricky. You don't really know, especially with a quarterback who needs to be able to push off and plant and do all the other things.
Yeah.
You know, he's not close enough to where he's been good to go.
It's just interesting to hear you talk about this. It makes me, well, then why are we doing press conferences? Why?
He has to.
Okay. Well, why would anybody ever ask about an injury? Based on what I'm hearing some say about, well, Kyle's not going to answer that. Well, then let's not touch on injuries. Of course he's not a doctor. Of course he can't predict. But these questions have been answered week to week, every week until now. And maybe everybody just ran out of gas. And maybe Kyle was in a crappy mood today. I wasn't in the room. I understand all of that. But Kyle has answered these questions. He's answered them every single week with regard to, last week it was a long shot. This week, it's not a long shot. Right when it happened, yeah, it could be a multi-week injury. Like, there are things in there. And
yeah, and he said that about Bryce Huff.
Right,
it's going to be a couple of weeks.
Exactly. Kyle and John are actually pretty honest to the level that they can be. So I don't need anyone to be a doctor. I don't need anyone to predict. And again, I'd like to reiterate, this is more an observation about the entire outfit, the whole outfit. I find this odd. I find it odd that there is not more stress, discussion, thought, and all of that going on around quarterback. And I thought Cam was very good in explaining that he always thinks of it as two beats. There's the Niners beat and there's a quarterback beat. Well, the quarterback beat right now feels very confusing and sort of underserved. Is how I'm feeling as a fan. That's all.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you want to ask me about stress with this team, I'm stressed out about probably 4 or 5 things more than I am the quarterback. And yes, I'd like to have Brock Purdy back. When he's healthy, he'll play.
What are they?
I'm more stressed about the defensive line and the fact that you can't rush the passer. I'm stressed about especially the interior offensive line and your inability to run the ball. I'm stressed about your linebackers, and I'm stressed about the secondary, especially what we saw in Houston where they had multiple blown coverages and they looked kind of out of their depth. So all those things, yeah, the quarterback's a big deal. It's the biggest deal in all of sports, but I'm not stressed because I believe when Brock's toe is good to go, he's going to play.
Yeah, but I guess my answer to that would be some of those things you're bringing up, even if I agreed with you, it's like, what can be done about that? There aren't people sitting on the sideline.
Well, you got Keon White, and
right.
I think Cleland Furl will be elevated, so that's exciting.
Okay.
Bryce Huff will come back, probably not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
But there's no safeties that can come help this group of four.
No, but they can play better, and they can figure out who the good ones are.
Sure, sure, sure. Of course.
You know, the offensive line, you're going to get Ben Bartsch back. hopefully soon. And today, Jake Brendel did not practice, and I don't know, Barch was limited, so that's good news.
That's a start.
So he might actually be back, and Sam O was limited. Jordan Elliott was also limited. So, you know, those are players who might actually be able to play. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yes, it is. You know? Yes, it is. You know, one thing that Cam actually said that is completely off to a different subject that kind of caught my attention, he made it sound like beating the Giants is just going to be a little walk in the park. I don't think that exists for the 49ers right now, does it?
Not really.
I don't think there's an opponent in the NFL or a stadium in the NFL where the Niners can just walk in and flick an opponent. I mean, maybe when Tennessee comes here to Levi's.
Well, they didn't flick New Orleans,
right,
who is not very good.
Right, right. Their only, correct me if I'm wrong, their only win that was by more than one score was Atlanta.
Yep.
And that didn't happen until the very last minute when they got the second score to go up by 10.
And they played great in that game.
They played great.
But
and it was
they didn't
still
exactly flick them away.
No,
exactly.
Yeah. Like I don't think there's an NFL opponent right now, especially on the road. Jackson Dart has won both of his home games so far. Against good opponents too. Chargers and Eagles.
With the Scataboo.
Sure.
No sure. Scataboo.
I mean at the Charger game, I don't even know if Scataboo was being featured yet. That kind of came on last month or so. Anyway, I just
they had Malik Nabers for that game though.
They did. Actually, that might have been the game in which he got hurt.
Yeah. Nabers, no Scataboo. And I'm just fascinated to see that defensive line. As I mentioned, 32nd in the league against the run, and the Niners are 32nd on the run, so something's gotta give. And they're so good against the pass. Why can't they stop the run?
I do not think that this is going to be easy.
No, of course not.
At all. At all.
Oh, the pick is in, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Oh, the pick is in. All the picks are in.
Niners 2.5?
I think that's right.
Okay. Yep. All right. We got a Thursday night pick tomorrow night. Lamar's back.
Oh, the pick is in there, too. Okay. Yeah, that pick is.
That's a big home dog.
7.5, yeah.
A big, big home dog.
Yep.
All right. All right, we're chatting all this out on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between, San Francisco 49ers and the New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Really, really good today. Cam Inman and Will Richard, Greg Cosell, which feels like that was, I don't know, that feels like it was yesterday.
Totally.
But it was 2 hours ago. All of those things available on the Odyssey app and YouTube. If you missed any of it, I thought all three of them were fantastic. Real quick, a very patient Mike in Antioch would like to do a call back to the conversation we were having about 6-7. So I tiptoe into this. But hi, Mike. Thank you for calling. What's up?
You're welcome, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. I'd just like to clarify the 6-7, and it's pretty funny to hear you gentlemen talk about it. I'm not sure if you guys actually know, or you guys are just playing a little dumb, or you don't know yet.
We
but,
have no idea. No, I know what song it's from, okay. Mike. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So, what's it called? We've all been to school at some point in time, right?
Yep.
And, I got kids. I got a bunch of family in high school and stuff. And we've all been to science class. There's a periodic table. And on this periodic table, there's elements of sorts and everything, right? And, you got all kinds of gold, potassium, helium, everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you look up the 67th element on the periodic table,
yeah,
you know, it's going to bring you to an element. And that element is abbreviated as HO, right?
Oh.
So you got all these high school kids, you know, walking by their teacher. Hey, what's up, 6-7?
Oh.
You know? And a lot of these teachers don't know what's going on. And it got brought to our attention because I'm a parent. And, these teachers weren't too happy when they found out about it. But I'm surprised that you gentlemen don't know about it.
That one's news to me. But I tell you what, Mike, I've already heard from about 18 people who have 18 different stories, and they all firmly believe that they know the origins of this. So I'll take yours, and I won't tell you you're wrong because I have no idea, but there are a lot of people that think the origins of it are something very different than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. You know, I've also heard different, but at least in my consensus, I got a bunch of kids, you know, in the family
yeah.
and all that, and it's kind of went viral at school, you know, a while ago, and it's getting kind of big now. So I'm leaning towards it, you know, the high school kids kind of, you know, just went on that.
Yeah. Holmium.
Mike, thank you.
Holmium, Mike, yeah. Thank you.
What is it?
Holmium.
Holmium.
The abbreviation is, in fact, H-O.
Okay. All right.
So what up, 6'7"?
Now I got no interest in it. But
now my interest is super peaked. I'm going to start dropping that all kinds of places.
Of course you would.
If I'm in my car and the light turns green and the car in front of me doesn't go, I'm going to lay on the horn. Go, 6'7"!
All right. I don't know that that's it, but maybe.
It is now.
The Warriors Summit is next Thursday, week from tomorrow, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill. All of us get together, all six hosts, discussing another Warriors season, but this time 9 games in. So we're going to be talking about exactly what we see so far. Dibs and I from 2 to 4, all the hosts from 4 to 6. Live Jack's Restaurant and Bar will have great prizes to give away. There are drink specials at Jack's. Your chance to meet all of us and us you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there. This is Willard and Dibs.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I love today.
Been fun, yeah.
Yeah, this has been fantastic. I love today. And don't you all worry. Cam Inman will come on this show anytime. Don't you all
think?
Worry. Oh, yeah, I know.
You didn't drive him from the program?
I've already talked to Cam.
You texted him. You didn't talk to him.
That counts in 2025.
Sure.
Did you apologize?
No.
I would hope so.
No. Apologize.
Out of line.
For what?
For questioning his journalistic integrity, for starters.
Stick it to him, Dibs.
He and the rest of the great people of the Fourth Estate.
Hold on. Nobody would misconstrue that conversation as being about integrity. That was not about integrity at all.
Credibility.
No.
Journalistic integrity.
Kyle, how you doing today? Are you having a good day? That's my only question.
No.
He told you to get down here and you do it.
I would love to.
You won't.
I'll call Laughing Monk right now. We'll do the show there Friday.
Set it up.
But be careful.
I'm free Friday.
No, you had to think about it.
No, I mean, well, you know, I got to drop off in preschool.
Yeah,
and, you
Tim
know.
Jordan would like a word.
Yeah, seriously, our chief engineer.
He would
not live remotes.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to set those up. If you can find a way for me to be in Santa Clara at 12:45 and then be in this seat at 1:45, then I'll do it. I love going down there. You know that.
Get them to Chopper. It's a good helicopter ride from there.
I bet.
Spent a year in a helicopter. It's awesome.
I've heard that that's queasy for some people.
It was the first time.
It was?
I was training in the Kron 4 helicopter, and we went up to Petaluma, and we hovered over an accident for about an hour, and your boy had to go to the bag.
Ooh.
It was a major bag alert.
You don't just throw it out the side?
You don't go out the window. No, because that thing's going to come right back in.
Oh, God.
You start to feel the queasy. And the pilot over there, there's a bag right there, and the seat back right in front of you. So you get the bag, and you try to keep it down, because so you go in, you know, quick little reversal in the bag, and you take like a 20-minute nap, and you land back in Hayward, and you think, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
And then the pilot, after it's all over, he goes, happens all the time. The second flight, you'll be fine.
I bet.
So flight number two. Dude, nothing.
Really?
Awesome, yeah.
So it's just like chicken pox or whatever.
Kinda.
Like, you get it once.
One and done.
And then it's over.
Unless you really have an issue. And then I spent a year doing Chopper Dan morning and afternoon traffic. The best.
Huh.
The best job ever.
By the way, my mind just went to a different place. How come nobody gets chicken pox anymore?
I mean...
Is that, like, nobody gets chicken
pox? I don't want to sound like a science guy, but it's called vaccines.
I'm not a doctor, so...
But we had them. Did
right.
we not? But we still got, like, that was...
I don't know if we had vaccines back then, though.
But everybody got chicken... You got it, right?
For sure.
Yeah, everybody used to get it.
Yep, you got the pox.
Grant, did you ever get chicken pox?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Luke, chicken pox?
I want to say I had it twice.
No.
You're special then, because I do know some people who've got it twice. You're not supposed to get it twice.
Yeah.
You get it once, and then you're immune.
Yep.
But I do know a few people... Bust that thing through and get it twice. But the kids were asking me about this the other day. I don't remember why it came up. Oh, I know. Abe got some, he went looking for a golf ball and he got himself some poison oak. And so some conversations came up about these things and chicken pox came up. And they literally looked at me like, have you had chicken pox?
Yeah.
I'm like, sure. Everybody used to get it back then. And they were like, wow. Like they looked at me like I was a wild animal. Yeah, and I just.
Did you have polio too?
It dawned on me that, like, they're in school now, and I have not heard about chicken pox in 20 years. Nobody gets it anymore.
Yeah. Even, like, measles. Now that you get the shot early, you get the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah.
And that normally takes care of it, but some people don't get vaccines, and so people who don't get vaccines sometimes get it. And some people who get vaccines, well, that causes all kinds of problems for me.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, whatever, I'm not getting into it.
Now the text line is doing Cheryl Bosa's voice.
Nice.
No, not chicken pox.
It translates on the text line. It works.
You did it, dude. You did it.
Perfect.
You did it. It is your best impression.
Thank you.
And a lot of people are saying, no, we did not have the vaccine when we were kids.
No, come on.
Yeah, no, really, we didn't. So that's why we all got it. Okay, that answers my stupid question.
You got
then.
The pox, and See? You had like 12 or 14 of those little bumps on you, and you sat home for 3 or 4 days or a week.
12 or 14?
Depending on how bad you got it.
How about 98?
Oh, wow.
Dude, everywhere.
No.
In some of those places, too.
Dude.
Yeah.
Down under? You're the Australian pox down under?
I gotta look, because it's been a few years. I think I still have a little scar on my nose that was from a chicken pox.
I had the one dead center on my chest that was there for probably 15 years. So
oh, good.
It was there forever. Now it's shrouded by gray hair. No.
This got gross.
It did.
You know. Not Harbaugh. Anything but Harbaugh.
All right. Hey, is everybody hate watching tonight? Is that what we're doing?
What do we hate watching?
Well, there's no Warriors.
Okay.
Okay. There's no national NFL game. Blake Snell is pitching for the Dodgers.
I hate Blake Snell.
In a pivotal game, just ask Magic Johnson. He tweeted that the series is tied 2-2, and the winner of tonight's game will then take the lead. That was a tweet. From Magic today.
So he's not wrong.
This is a big one. And Blake Snell is on the bump. and apparently gave up home runs with two of his first three pitches.
He's on the pox, the chicken pox bump.
Yeah. All right, so are we hate watching? Is that what we're doing?
I don't really do it that way.
I would leave this off, but the boys are going to want to turn it on when I get home.
I more look at it as being an honorary Canadian for a night. Like, it's not so much
okay.
Boo Dodgers, it's go Toronto. And, like, last night was great. They beat Shohei Ohtani. Mr. I'm perfect, I'm untouchable. And they got to him, and they won that game after playing deep, deep into the night.
They walk him tonight. They walk him tonight. No. Oh, they got him out.
Awesome.
I didn't think it's possible. Would have any more at-bats the rest of the series. They got him out. He's 0-1.
There you go. Probably due up here in the third.
He probably is. Hang on. Let me look. Is he coming up? Ooh, he'd due up fourth. He'd due up fourth in the third here. 0-1.
Yep.
That's exciting.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
We have a special World Series-themed higher or lower planned for Friday.
For Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
And that will be game 6, regardless of how it goes tonight.
Oh.
Off tomorrow, and then they play game 6 in Toronto, I assume, right?
Friday.
Yep.
Tony Vitello. Friday.
On our show.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you're going to meet him tomorrow at the presser.
Presser is tomorrow at 11.
I can't wait to get your impressions of him.
I can't wait to be in the room with him. What an interesting cat. And so, yeah, like, is this rah-rah stuff going to be working for 35-year-olds? Like,
will he choke Drew Gilbert during the presser? Just in principle.
Gilbert said something about when he got recruited at Tennessee. He's like, what did Tony do to get you? And he used four reallys. He recruited me really, 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 really hard, was his answer.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
And that was before NIL, so
yeah.
You actually had to recruit a guy and like him. Now you just show up with a briefcase.
And then tomorrow we get a pick. You're 22-13.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson's back on the field, and we will get you ready for Warriors and Giannis, who travels.
Yep, in the Pod's homecoming game.
That's right.
Back in Milwaukee.
What are you going to do, Grandy?
You want to know what's coming up today? It is the season debut of Warriors Roundtable with Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean.
Gucci! Yes.
That's fitting. Oh, now I gotta hurry to the car.
Gucci!
It's all good. Just pull it up on YouTube. They're live on YouTube.
Ooh.
On the tube?
Saints on the tube?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, fellas.
Yes! That's fantastic. This is just getting better. This is a great day.
Cash me out one time!
It's one of my favorite Wednesdays of the year so far.
It's a great Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. That's all coming up. Warrior Roundtable. Kevin Dana, Gary St. Jean. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do it again tomorrow. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.